smoke goes up through it.
Chimney. Yeah.
Would you call that the same thing as one of these, you know, big long things you see at a factory that the smoke comes out of? Is that a chimney too?
I think that's where the houses got even named from. There used to be plenty of chimneys up there in Ohio when I was working up there.
Have you ever heard people...
Smokestack.
Yeah, smokestack, what some people call it. Did you have a fireplace at the house that you grew up in?
Oh, that's all we ever had. We never seen no heat or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. We used some kind of big old tin drum cans for at the school place where we'd go to school. We have a neighbor buy no heaters. Never heard of nothing like that.
Yeah.
Never even read of it.
You know that open place right in front of the fireplace? What do you call that?
Hurry.
Never heard that called anything else?
I mean, sweep up this hurry, it'd say. I don't know where they got all that. Brown plum funny, but I don't know. What I'm telling you is true. I ain't adding nothing.
Oh yeah, I've heard people call that.
The hurt.
Mm-hmm. What about, you know, in the fireplace, those things that you laid the logs across? Made out of metal?
Yeah, the fire dogs.
Yeah. Have you heard people call fire dogs anything else?
Seems like that's what they call them. Yeah. Because we all weren't able to have them. It was something you had to buy.
About that place? I see one right in yonder over that fireplace where you put your pictures and things. What do you call that?
Mantelpiece. That's a mantelpiece.
You ever heard folks call that anything else? Maybe. Have you ever heard somebody say a mantel board?
No, just a mantelpiece.
And what was that stuff that you burned in the fireplace for fuel? You know, big, I don't know, I guess about this big round and round, you know?
Firewood. Firewood, I got it. Something my boy stacked me some up, cut on that hurricane tow down on them. Yeah. They cut it up and stacked it out there for me to burn. And it rubber gets so like it's acting this day. I have me a fire in there as well as this.
But chop it up in the logs for you?
Yeah. My oldest boy brought his saw. He got one of them saws you run.
Chainsaw.
I went off to the Grand Lodge meeting. We met in Fort Walton Beach this past July. Mm-hmm. I got back, he done just sold up and cleaned up my garden. Everything looks good. Mm-hmm. They come every July. It's on this chance, on this time they get their vacations out in them old. Of course, he's a my oldest boy is a mail carrier, but the other two works in Ford's and Plymouth or some of them automobile places.
What do you call, talking about the fireplace, what do you call that kind of wood that they use to start the fire?
Kindling. Lighted.
That same thing?
Yeah, get out and let them light it.
Was that usually pine?
Fat pine.
Fat pine.
I mean, it had to be from pine.
It burned very real easily.
It burn up anything. It's fat, like pouring oil on the fire.
Yeah. Once you have a fire going in a fireplace for a long time, you know that black stuff will form on the sides.
Smut.
Yeah. Have you ever heard people call that anything besides smut?
Smut and soot.
And after the wood's burned in the fireplace and it's gone out, what's that stuff that's left, you know?
Ashes.
Yeah. What color are they usually?
I used to make soap out of them. When she burned hickory wood, she'd see them as she called, she had an ash hopper. Put old wooden barrel up on the scrap them. Mm-hmm. And put them ashes if it was. If it was hickory ash, she'd put them in that barrel and keep them wet, and they'd run live water. Have way she had it fixed, it'd run live. She'd take that live and make soap.
That's pretty strong soap, isn't it?
Yes, good soap. Oh, we know. We were being raised on live soap.
I get you clean quick, huh?
Yeah, but we get to use it for clothes now. We didn't try to bathe in it.
Yeah.
We get some Octagon soap to bathe. I believe that's the name of the Octagon, the bar soap.
Kind of brownish color?
Yeah. That would be our bathing. Yeah.
Talking about your living room, what sort of things would a person have in his living room?
Now you can't judge this by no living room. There would be